Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we explored the way energy can impact our body. The heart and all of our internal organs can be affected by positive and negative emotions. It is possible to learn to cultivate positive emotions and release negative emotions in order to focus on good health. Did you know your feelings can actually move through your body like water in pipes? In this episode, we will learn how this energy circulates through our body. The practices that we discuss have been used successfully for thousands of years from those who have received personal instructions. If these practices are done improperly, injury or health may result. Any practitioner does so entirely at their own risk. The practices described are not intended to be used as an alternative or substitute for professional medical treatment or care. If any listener suffers from illness, it is necessary to seek proper medical treatment. This episode should not be used to diagnose, treat, or prescribe in relation to human disease, ailment, suffering, or physical condition whatsoever. Topics covered today include the primary energy channels and their routes through the body. Let's begin by answering the question, what is qi? Qi is our life force energy. It circulates the acupuncture meridians of the body. It can be cultivated to harness good health and vitality. It can also harness emotions and be used for creative and spiritual expression. According to Taoist teachings, qi begins in the womb when the egg and sperm combine. This original fusion begins a continuous flow of energy that transforms into tissues, organs, and brain function. By learning how this energy from the two forces, the egg and sperm, circulate, a rebirth takes place within the individual. Now that we know what qi is, let's see how it travels within. This energy spreads out through the body into what is called hot and cold parts. The sperm is referred to as yang, it is hot. The egg is referred to as yin, it is cold. As we grow and develop outside of the womb, the yang portion rises to the upper part of the body and the yin portion settles to the lower parts. The yang energy gravitates to the heart, liver, lungs, and brain, while the yin portion gravitates to the legs, genitals, kidneys, and lower abdomen. Through the course of our life, physical and mental tension accumulates within and begins to block the natural flow of energy through our body. The result is general fatigue, weakness, and poor health. Before this accumulation, a person usually has sufficient energy and they remain balanced, seemingly unaffected by day-to-day life. As we learn to circulate the energy, once again, we can begin to glow with radiant health. Our job is to simply reawaken this power within, directing the flow. The nervous system is capable of directing energy wherever it is needed. It courses its way through our being, from our heads to the tips of our toes. Taoist masters identified two main channels that carry strong currents within. One channel is referred to as functional, while the other is referred to as governor. They begin in the same location, at the base of our trunk, in the most unsuspecting place, at a point referred to as our perineum. This is located between our genitals and our bottom. The functional channel flows in front of us through our genitals, upward past the stomach, organs, heart, and throat, while the governor channel begins in the same spot at our perineum and travels upwards through our tailbone, spine, through the brain, and into the roof of the mouth. The tongue connects these two currents. By touching the tongue to the roof of the mouth, the energy flows down the front of the body, and this creates a circle of energy throughout. For a moment, try touching your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Imagine energy flowing up your spine, through the roof of your mouth, and down the front to create a loop. Chinese masters refer to this as the small heavenly cycle or microcosmic orbit. This microcosmic orbit continuously loops through the body. It gives all the cells, organs, and nervous system all that it needs to grow, heal, and function. From these two channels, smaller levels of energy are specialized and routed through the body. The channel of energy moving up the front, the functional channel, is the yin or cold energy. The energy running up the back, the yang energy, is hot. The feet ground the energy and absorb the energy from the earth, and the top of the head absorbs yang energy from above, primarily through the sun. There are two main loops, one around the trunk and the other around the head of the body. By joining the functional and governor channels, a larger supply of qi flows through the bodily organs. And here's a different form of meditation. Many forms of meditation begin by teaching the practitioner to send energy out the top of the head or through the third eye between the eyebrows. Most people are not ready to begin directing energy this way. The practice can overload the bodily system and organs with an influx of energy. The Taoist approach is to first clear the routes and raise the qi within the body. This allows the body to absorb the natural energy that is already flowing within. Imagine a dry sponge soaking up water by circulating the energy already coursing its way through our body, as we are literally soaking up the energy that we have already created. We are soaking those little spills of liquid here and there, the negative emotions and used energy, and recycling it. This helps our body become harmonized. It gives us back our energy. It massages the internal organs and gradually restores our health. The effects of stress and nervous tension are flushed out of the system. In effect, we become childlike in terms of experiencing a reduction of daily stress. Think of qi like water flowing through garden hoses within you. In this episode, we learned about qi. We learned how it is dispersed through our body. We also learned how this qi, this life force energy, can be harnessed and directed throughout. If you are as excited as I am to learn about circulating the energy in your body, then join me next week as we learn how to do just that and distribute our qi. As always, this is Barbara, 9 years in health.